everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because we have a brand new speaker on our show today, new to Awaken to Happiness Now, probably not new to you. So I'm excited that Jean Logan is here with us today, and she's going to be talking to us about uncovering the real you, how to let go of what is holding you back. And so some of what Jean's going to be talking to us about are, you know, could a small drawing on a piece of paper really kill bacteria and viruses? And can a picture of an insect remove parasites from the body? And can a 2-inch drawing help or heal diseased glands and organs? Well, Jean is here to tell you, yes, yes, they can. And so powerful emotional and physical healing from the light of God can save you thousands on counseling, vet and doctor bills, and remove what is holding you back. So today, Jean is going to be talking to us about all of that, plus more. And for those of you who don't know Jean, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. So Dr. Jean Logan is an ordained minister of Universal Light Church. She has a doctorate in holistic nutritional healing and is president of Holy Ground Farm, Inc., a nonprofit that provides services to Indigenous children. And Jean has an extensive knowledge of many types of alternative healing. And Jean is the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and recently released Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. Now in over 70 countries, manuals are available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, printed or ebooks from either. You can also visit Jean's website as well. And all profits from the sale of the books and cards are used to assist homeless children through the nonprofit Holy Ground Farm, which is presently helping support 2 orphanages in Nepal and funding teachers in remote villages. And she has been a conscious channel for more than 12 years. So I'm so excited that Jean is here with us to talk to us about these glyphs, these pictures. You know, you can say they're kind of magical. They're very special. And so Jean is here to talk to us about that and share her wisdom, her teachings, and what she's learned from using these glyphs herself, as well as what her clients have used these glyphs for. And so please, you know, open up your hearts, open up your minds to the information, wisdom, and teachings, and open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Dr. Jean Logan to the show. Jean, welcome.
Thank you, Alara. I am so delighted to be here and excited. this is wonderful.
Oh, good. Me too. I'm so excited you're here too because, you know, I've been following your work for a couple of years now and had wanted to have you on the show, but, you know, one thing or another, it didn't happen. But now you're here, so I'm so glad because I like symbols. I like pictures, you know, and I know that there can be energy associated with them. So because this is the first time that you're on our show, Jean, can you just share with us a little bit about your story? You know, where did these glyphs come from? How did you get started using these glyphs? And, you know, what have they done for you?
Well, myself, I feel like I am the most unlikely person this could have happened. If I turn back the clock and saw who I was as a child, I was the most frightened, timid person there was. And to imagine where I have gotten to in my life, it's hard to believe it's really me. I think somebody else is just in my body that I don't know about. Like I say, I was very timid and frightened, and fear was just controlled me. My whole life, fear controlled me. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to do anything. But I was always a seeker. I was always seeking an answer, and I always wanted to know, why am I here? And I can remember when I was driving to work one morning, and I thought, God, I know there's a reason I'm here. I just wonder, why am I here? And I saw a shooting star. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a sign. It was some kind of sign. Okay, somebody hears me.
Absolutely.
And so one time I was meditating, and I saw a blackboard, and there was writing on it. And I felt like that was telling me to try guided writing. And I had done it once before with no luck, but I thought, okay, let's give it another try. So I took a notepad and went out on the deck, and I tried to empty my mind and wrote whatever came into my mind, which was just gibberish. And then the second page, I got something that made sense. some, obviously my spirit guides, they were saying there are people here to help you with the stars, there are beings here to help you with the flowers and so forth. And I thought, okay, now I'm onto something. And that was such a breakthrough that I practiced that every day. It's important one learns when you learn something new, practice. Mm-hmm. And so every day I would get some guidance from my guides. And then one day I was standing in the kitchen and I thought, well, I wonder if God would talk to me. And mm-hmm. I heard very clearly, oh, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And I ran and I got my notebook and I thought, oh, my goodness. And so I got one very, just one brief page, very profound, but very, very simple, like you and I are one and we are one with all things. And mm-hmm. and also said that, please understand, in order to learn, you must speak out. And so that kind of stuck with me. And then I was fascinated with, for some reason, by glyphs, and I didn't know why. And I would look it up on the internet and didn't really find much. And then one day a friend sent me an email, and it had a glyph. And for those who don't know what a glyph is, it's a symbol that has meaning. A drawing like on the tombs of Egypt, or a carving on a rock, you know, Indian caves in America here, it's in Southwest. And for these are simple drawings on a piece of paper, very simple. And so I thought it looked like a picture of a centipede, and it had a little squiggly line around it, and it said that this would remove parasites in our body that held fear to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, there was that magic word, fear. And it said, use with integrity. And so I printed it out, and I cut the glyph out. It ended up being 2 inches high. And I thought, okay, what do I do with it? And I must have been guided to put it against my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, I felt this tremendous commotion going on in my liver, like something jumping around in there. And it was rather alarming, but not painful or anything. And so I kind of waited it out, and after a little while, it subsided. And I knew whatever it was, I had it, and now it was gone. And so I asked my guides, whoever could give that much power to a drawing on a piece of paper, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has given us all that ability.
Right.
And so they said, okay, just decide what you want the glyph to say, what you want it to do, and write a little piece of paper on the instructions, draw your picture, and then have a ceremony. And I thought, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a couple, joy, energy, and had no results. And then someone called me, and she said, Jean, she had broken a glass bowl, and she said, I have a bad infection. It was too late. A piece of glass went deep in her foot, and she got the glass out. And it was mm-hmm. 2 weeks later. And she said, I don't want to take antibiotics, but it is so badly infected, she said. And so I asked her if she'd be willing to try a little experiment with me, and she said yes. So I sent her, I created two glyphs, one to kill bacteria
mm-hmm.
and one to speed the healing. And I emailed them to her, and the next day, she said, wow, these glyphs are working. She said, the pain is gone, the swelling is gone, the redness is gone, and it was on its way to healing. And I thought, well, finally I'm on to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized the reason I couldn't get this joy and so forth was that we're holding so much emotional baggage in us.
Right.
And so I started creating, first one I created was to remove fear. And after I created that, I put it on my solar plexus, and I could feel stuff being drawn out of my body. Now, when mm-hmm. I do this, I do it at a real quiet time, laying down at night.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, wow, I mean, I knew something was going on. And so then I created one to remove the anger and sadness. My first husband was an alcoholic, so I was full of a lot of anger and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
So I created one to remove a fear of abandonment, to remove heartache, and I just kept on with every emotion that I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Shame, guilt, and each time I could feel something would be going on. And then I created one to resolve toxic matter in the body. And then I did another one to, I had the one already to kill bacteria. I added to that viruses as well. And I just, what I was using, whatever I needed, I created what I needed because I had no intention of ever writing a book. I didn't have any idea of putting anything out there for anybody because all I was concerned about was me. And I just kept on doing, using them more and more. And each time I would feel just a little bit better. And it just, I just kept on going. And then people kept telling me that I think you're supposed to write a book. And I got that myself, that mm-hmm. I need to get them out there. Instead of caring just about me, I realized I opened up more to realizing there are other people who need help out there.
Yeah.
And so then I just finally, it took me 3 years to get that first book out.
That's okay. It's out, and
yeah,
it's been
right.
helping so many hundreds and thousands of people.
Right. And well, I was lucky that my now ex-husband, my husband at the time, he was into computers. And when I started, I was just drawing these on little 3x5 cards, and he said, you've got to get organized. I had little pieces of paper all over the house.
Yeah.
And so he put them into the computer, and he created what is now known as a Holy Ground Farm Computer Glyph Gallery.
Mm.
And that actually turned out to be the beginning of my first book, as he organized them on the computer. And so then I finally got my first book out, and I thought, okay, that's it. But the glyphs kept on coming. I would have physical issues that I needed to resolve, like I had a serious problem with my heart. And so I wrote one to heal my heart. And whatever issues I had, I would create a glyph to resolve my issues. And then I just realized that I needed to just go the whole full circuit and have a glyph to heal every organ and gland in the body. And my ex-husband had cataracts and glaucoma, so I created one to heal the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, after 10 years, he wrote me just a few weeks ago, and he said after 10 years that his pressure in his eye is still normal, that it
wow.
healed his glaucoma, right, and both the cataracts and the glaucoma.
That's wonderful. So
right.
I just have to say really upfront, just for integrity and insurance purposes, we are not guaranteeing anything to be healed or cured medically. So if you do have any issues going on, please consult with a medical doctor as well. You know, so definitely, you know, take into account what Dr. Jean is saying, but also, you know, talk to your doctor and medical professionals as well. Just, you know, protecting myself here.
Right. Oh, yeah, I understand. In my books, I have a disclaimer, and I say the power behind this is prayer. and only prayer. And it's all, God's doing it all, which is, it's just the light of God. When the glyphs are used, the light comes in and transitions whatever problem into light. And as we are healed, the earth is also healed as we are a part of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely. So
right.
So these glyphs are not just for physical issues, physical ailments, physical diseases, right? You can also use them for mental, emotional, and spiritual issues as well?
Absolutely. And that what I tell people is use those first. Use the one for the emotional healing first, because every physical problem has
mm-hmm.
as its basis a emotional problem.
Yeah.
Like one of the common causes of cancer is buried resentment.
Mm-hmm.
So what I encourage people to do is to start with that. There are some people who right away they want to heal something, and I'd say don't think of this as a silver bullet.
Exactly.
Think of it as a path. This is for people who are not just on a healing path, but a spiritual path, because it will move people up and help prepare them for ascension. When I started, I had no clue what my purpose in life was. And it's like there's a flower bud that's completely closed, and you can't even see what color it is. Think of a rose bud.
Right, yeah.
And then as the glyphs are removing more and more, it slowly starts to open. And gradually, you find out and you understand your mission will gradually unfold to you as you remove all of the stuff you're carrying. Because when we're carrying so much emotional baggage, we haven't time to think about what we're doing, what we're here for. We're busy with all this other drama in our life.
True. And even if you are trying to do both, it doesn't quite work. You still have to clear or release some of that emotional baggage that is sometimes blocking the way of receiving, the information and wisdom about what your purpose is, and also receiving abundance and prosperity as well.
Right, that's true. There's a glyph for abundance to remove blockages for abundance, but I tell people, work with the other glyphs first that remove the other emotional issues, because fear is the biggest block to abundance. So we need to use those other glyphs first. I have had people tell me it's quite successful. So, and myself, it has been successful.
And so how do people use the glyphs, Jean? I mean, like,
okay.
I know that okay. You just put them on you, but, you know.
Right. Okay. In the book, each book has, for each glyph, there is a header page with a large picture and explains what it is and how to use it.
Okay.
Then it has what's called a patch page. The patch page has 16 of each glyphs. And you might take one and you would cut it out and you would tape it. And I get some cloth medical tape. Tape it to your solar plexus.
Right.
And then sleep with that.
Is it always the solar plexus?
It depends upon to start with. Let's say you're using the one for fear or for anger, just the emotional ones. Starting with that way. Now, you can take a half of a page, like eight of them, and put them in a loose booty at night.
Put them
In a sock at night. A half of a page, eight of them where it's about the size of a foot.
Right, okay.
And you can put that in, although that can be a bit intense when you're starting out. If you can handle it, fine. If you can't, just go use one at a time.
Right, okay. Yeah, and so that's a great question about, sometimes people might want to just take all of them that are there and just put them all over the body because they're like, oh, why not just do it all at once? But that would be, I think, a little bit difficult, wouldn't it? I mean, like, you're processing, right?
Yeah, you can. I suggest taking it easy and going slow, maybe no more than two at a time to start. One man, he took five, and he put them on the back of his heart, and when he woke up the next morning, he almost fell over, he said, because you're moving energy, and you don't want to try to move it too fast.
Right.
And if you have serious medical problems, the reaction could be quite intense. So you want to just go at it gently, a little at a time. And as you get used to using the glyphs, then you can experiment and try a little more. But I always recommend caution at first and go at it slowly and easily.
Yeah, it's like experimenting, right? Like testing it out, experimenting, see how your body and your emotions react to them as well, right? Because we're all going to be different. We're all going to react differently.
Right, right. Absolutely. And then I kept getting more glyphs, and so I went on to the third. I never intended to write three books, but I just kept going, and I got some there in the third book. I had someone I knew that healed her husband of Alzheimer's with an old Edgar Cayce remedy called the wet cell battery. And so I asked if I could emulate the performance. If any of you who have experienced healing, you may know Edgar Cayce's wet cell battery. It's very effective, but it's expensive, and it's also cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked if I could emulate the performance of that with a glyph, and I was told yes. I would get directions on how to create the glyphs, how to program them. And, for example, I had a little dog we adopted from the Humane Society, and she had a problem that she would get car sick. And so I was trying to resolve her car sickness, not having any luck, so I finally asked for some guidance, and I was told that she had brain damage from starvation and dehydration as a puppy, and that I should write a glyph to heal the damaged brain, part of her brain. And so I wrote that, and we put it on her head. We put it actually on the dog. You can put them on a surrogate as well for anybody or for animals. Sometimes for a cat it's necessary. But we put it on the top of her crown chakra, and the book has drawings of the chakras for humans and animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put it on the top of her head, and she kind of rolled her eyes like she could feel it was doing something, but they're not painful. And we put it on for 2 weeks, and she was a lot better. And then we did another 2 weeks, and she never got car sick again.
Mm, nice.
And that made me realize we can heal the damaged brain without cutting people's heads open.
Wow.
These glyphs can actually heal the damaged brain.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I can hardly believe it myself, and yet I was witness to a lot of things that happened. And it's amazing things with animals, too. It has, on more than one occasion, kept an animal from being put to sleep, especially because so often they have problems with their liver and kidney, and the medical people don't have any way that they can heal that liver or kidney for a dog. Or for people, it's difficult.
Right.
And for people, what I tell for the liver is to take, this is when you take four of those glyphs for detoxification, and then I recommend putting four glyphs to remove parasites and putting them under the rib cage on the right side. Now, on a dog, you could, if the dog will tolerate that, or the cat, and the dog, I'm not sure a cat would tolerate it. If you can put them on the animal, fine. If you can't, you put it on a surrogate. But I know one case where the doctor recommended to a woman of having the dog put to sleep because it was so ill. And somebody worked with her who was familiar with my glyphs, and they put the glyph for detoxification on the dog's kidneys. And the dog had not eaten or even drank any water for a couple of days. He was so upset. He just would stand there and shake. So she put that glyph on the kidneys, and they put some rescue remedy on his paws and got him to lay down. Within about the next morning, he went over and got some water, and then he got something to eat. And that by the end of the day, she was taking him for a walk.
Wow, that's lovely.
So it can. Yeah. It's not going to help every kind. Sometimes you have an elderly cat that is very sick. Sometimes it's just ready to go, or elderly pet.
Absolutely. Wow. But that's still, it's still amazing to hear how, you know, so many changes can happen just from using a glyph, right? And I say just from, because it just seems so simple. You just cut out a piece of paper, a picture from a book, you know, and you put it on yourself or on an animal, and children as well, obviously, right?
Yes, absolutely. In matter of fact, children love them. And the good thing about children is they haven't been brainwashed into thinking this is ridiculous.
Right.
You
yeah.
see, they're opened. The children, small children, are very open to this.
Mm-hmm.
There was one woman who wrote me how her grandson had him all over the room. She said his father had left him and didn't really care anything about him, and he was so depressed. And they used the glyphs on him, and it really helped him a lot. And he really loved them. He had them on his ceiling everywhere. And
I was just going to ask you that. Can you just display them on the wall? Like, do they have to go on the body And so you just said I guess
you can do anything you want. The thing, they have energy to them. If most people can actually, some people open the book and can get energy and feel it healing them. I do not notice that. Everybody's different.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's different. And I find the most effective way for me is to tape them on the, you know, like on the, like for clearing out your liver.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that's really so effective to put it exactly where the liver is.
Yeah, why not?
Wear
right,
it
why
at
not?
Night. Right.
Yeah.
Now,
good.
If you, when you do use a surrogate, you have to believe in your ability to send that energy to that person, for that,
mm-hmm.
that the glyph will be go to that person. It's kind of like if you are praying for your Uncle George, who's having an operation on the other part of the country, and you are sincere in your prayer and you believe that energy will get there, then it will work, just like with the glyphs it would work.
Yeah.
If you have doubts, if you think, well, I wonder if this is going to work, then you immediately cut that energy in half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you think, well, Uncle George probably won't make it anyway, well, then you may as well forget about it.
So
you've got to believe in what you're doing. Believe
mm-hmm.
in your power of intention when you're using a surrogate. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. What about for yourself? If you're just using it for yourself, you have to believe in them for them to work?
No, you don't. Yeah, not really, but because they work on animals and they don't believe in anything.
Ah, right.
So they obviously work without. But on the other hand, if you're a negative person or
mm-hmm.
a skeptic and you're full of expectations or judgment, that puts out an energy that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment and expectations. Don't expect anything. Just let it go. I say, think like a dog. They don't think anything. They're not sitting there thinking, well, if this doesn't work, I want my money back, you know.
Right.
They're not thinking about, oh, why don't I feel anything, you know.
Yeah.
They just are. And if people can just be that way, just let it go, that it will be effective.
Mm. Okay, beautiful. Now, what about, this is an odd question, but, you know, what about, can glyphs help with people's businesses?
Well, as you work on your emotional thing, one of the things, if you have a problem in your business, oftentimes is because of fear.
Hmm.
We create our own problems, and we lack the self-confidence.
Right.
And one of the glyphs is for courage, confidence, and joy, because let's say you're in the real estate business, and you're thinking you don't have any confidence and you don't feel like you can sell any houses. Well,
mm-hmm.
how good is that? So then you start working on yourself and you let go of all that fear and you let go of any anger, resentment, or whatever thing that, or guilt, or anything that might be getting in the way,
mm-hmm.
and you develop that self-confidence,
that's
going to help your business. Not
mm-hmm.
only that, but more guidance will come through.
Right. Yeah.
As you would let go of all this other stuff.
Yeah, makes sense. Ah, interesting. So fascinating. So, oh my goodness. So, I'm just getting I'm getting all these questions in my head of, you know, what are the different areas that people can use glyphs for? Now, I know for a lot of people right now, especially us healers, you know, we seem to carry a lot of weight. Can glyphs help us to lose some of that weight?
Well, the reason people have a weight problem
mm-hmm.
is because they are trying to fill a void within them.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to satisfy a need that they have inside. They do not love themselves.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes you feel like, well, you just want something, some rich dessert, because it's a way of telling yourself you love yourself, but that doesn't really satisfy anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to be good to yourself for the wrong reason. And as you continue to let go of all these emotional issues, then you love yourself more, and when you love yourself more, you take care of your body. You start eating the right food, you start exercising, which you should be doing anyway, and
mm-hmm.
and you care how you look. It's important to care how you look. One of the things I got one time was, always look good when you go out. And because you want to, you are a temple of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody out there is divine. Everyone has a power of God. Everyone has a powerful mission. And as you clear the debris out of the way, that unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more inclined to love who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And treat yourself better, and you want to look better. You want to care about your health, and you realize that you have an important reason for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. So now, Jean, here's an odd question for you, but I was told by a friend who was, like, amazing, but and we've talked about this many times, but I was told that I am supposed to, or it's in my energy field, to create my own symbols and glyphs, you know, and pictures. So I haven't done it yet, but can we do that? Can we create our own glyphs?
Yes, sure. Everybody, anyone can do this, certainly. You just have to decide what you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and then have some type of ceremony. Anybody can do this, yes, mm-hmm. but you have to believe in your power. I know I created a glyph for viruses, and it didn't seem to work as well as I thought it should.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked, what is the problem? Why isn't this working? And I was told, you must believe in your power. And it takes mm-hmm. practice to
right.
get that to that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a lot of practice. I mean, there are many glyphs I rewrote several times and trying to get them the way that I want and getting guidance on actually what they should say. And mm-hmm. I'm still rewriting some of the glyphs because I'm being given more guidance, like the one for the chakras. When I first wrote the book, it was for 7 chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been changed for 12. Although the mm-hmm. book is out there, that it's still, the glyphs can be changed, and it will affect every book that's out there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Perfect.
But
thank
yes,
you.
People could write one if they wanted to, but the hardest part is getting, if you want to use it for someone besides yourself, there's
yeah.
a lot of work to getting it out there to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
And expensive work, right?
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely.
Right.
So we have a lot of questions coming through on the Q&A and live caller questions. Do you want to take some questions?
Sure, let's do it. Let's do it, right.
Oh, all right, perfect. So, all right, so here's a general question from the Q&A, and they're asking, what combination of glyphs can be used to heal feelings of guilt and betrayal?
There is one for guilt,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great glyph, because sometimes guilt can cause a lot of problems in a marriage, guilt, shame, and embarrassment. Sometimes we're raised in a situation where we're taught things are bad or naughty, and getting rid of that. And the betrayal, one thing about betrayal, we all create our own reality. We all draw to us in our life what we need for where we are. For example, my husband left me for another woman, and it was the greatest thing that ever, I mean, at the time it was very painful,
yeah.
but now I realize that woman did me a favor.
Yeah, exactly.
So in betrayal, nobody does anything to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember David Hawkins saying that one time, the author of,
Power versus Force?
Right, Power versus Force. Mm-hmm. And he said, nobody ever does anything to anyone else. It seems like betrayal, but there's a reason for everything. And when someone betrays you, you don't need that person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a wake-up call. So,
yeah.
Yes, a glyph will help with that. It's for heartache, there are 2 glyphs there that will help with that, definitely.
Perfect. So let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0818. 0818. I'm
going to
unmute you.
Hello. Hi. Hi. How are you?
Good.
This is Kara. Hi, Dr. Logan.
Hello, Kara.
Hi. I guess I just had a question about like being stuck in general, and if that starts showing up like physically. Like for me, I'm having like eyesight problems and
okay,
I guess my circulation.
Okay, I'm not sure I totally understand. Could you repeat
so,
saying
so
eyesight
talking,
problems and circulation? I'm not sure.
And being stuck in general is how it started, right?
Yeah, like I guess just because you were saying everything has an emotional kind of component.
Right.
First.
Sometimes there is a saying that goes with eyesight. It says, what is it that you don't want to see?
Mm-hmm.
And so you use the emotional glyphs to remove that, but the eyesight glyph will help with a lot of eye problems. You sound too young to have eye problems, but nevertheless, it could help with a lot of problems. And the same with the circulation. And part of the treatment of the eye is you don't put the glyph on the eye. You put it on other parts of the body because eye problems are actually an energy problem. It's that your energy is not getting to the eye. And so, but there are instructions. There are instructions with all the glyphs that tell you where to put them, and also there's a prayer or affirmation for each one. But I'm not sure I'm answering your question. Am I?
I was going to ask also, Jean, if there's a glyph for somebody who feels like they're stuck in their life and they're not moving forward, is there something like that?
Well, that's what the emotional glyphs will do. When they're stuck in their life, a lot of it is in emotional issues.
Yeah. Because
right.
I know a lot of people feel like they're stuck. So.
Right. Yeah, that's when they just need to keep, and I use the emotional glyphs and cycle them through. Use them again and again and again, all of them. Even if you feel like you don't have any of certain issues, if you feel like you don't have any anger. Remember, we have hundreds of past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also remove issues from past lives. And the nice thing is you don't need to remember, you don't need to know what it is.
Does that help, Kara?
Yes, thank you so much.
Good, no. Thank you. Yeah, and that's important what you said about about the emotions, and just because we've experienced so much, whether it's in this lifetime or, like you said, hundreds of other ones. So even if you don't think that it's betrayal or rejection or something like that, at some point, you know, in your existence, you have felt that or you have perpetrated that on somebody else, right?
Absolutely. And you have guilt about it.
Yeah, exactly. And so so the glyphs will help to remove the charge for both sides of it, whether you experience it or whether you perpetrated it, right?
Right. And I got with a consultation, she said she got all the books and she printed them all out, but she could not let herself use them. And so we tried to figure it out. And then after I finished the call with her, I was told that she believes that she has holding that she deserves to suffer and she deserves to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately got back in touch with her and told her that what these issues that she was carrying, and she immediately recognized it as a past life. And that gave me something. I added that to a glyph to remove that, because
mm-hmm.
people are still carrying that from a past life, that they deserve to be punished for something they did many lives ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I have a question from Suzanne on the Q&A. Hi, Suzanne. Say hello to Ottawa for me. That's where I'm from originally. Now in Vienna, but hi, Ottawa. So Suzanne says, I've been on antidepressants for the past 12 years. I've tried a few times to stop, but I had too many withdrawal symptoms. I thought I would go crazy. Right now, I'm trying another time to wean myself off the medication. Are there any glyphs that would be helpful to prevent those horrible withdrawal effects? She's heard of you before on another telesummit, and the glyphs are giving her hope, she says. So, what do you have to say about that for Suzanne?
Withdrawal, the medication actually creates physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when they have a withdrawal, maybe they are like, they feel like they're a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
And so there are glyphs for the nerves,
mm-hmm.
for the damage to the nerves. There's a glyph for damaged nerve bundles. These medications will actually do damage.
Yeah.
And so as you use the ones for neurological healing, and you're using the one for the emotional and actually for the nervous damage, I would say nerve damage is probably very common with a lot of medications. And I think that would help. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we'll go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to the web call to India. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Two of my favorite people conversing, and it's 1:13 in the morning, and I'm sitting and listening to you because I just could not.
Thank you. I'm glad you are. I've been thinking of you, so I'm so glad you've been here. So it's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted a quick, a question to
mm-hmm.
put a question to Dr. Jean.
Yeah.
She's my friend on Facebook. Anyway.
Okay.
a friend of mine has suffered a stroke a couple of years ago. And the left side is still not quite, healed. So if a glyph has to be put, where would I put it? I mean, where would she put it?
I would put it on the crown chakra, the one to heal the damaged brain. But there's more that happens with a stroke. There are a number of them. The neurological one I would use for neurological healing. And sometimes you have to just trust your intuition. If you get an idea on where to put it, go ahead and do that. Because I don't always know the answer, and her body knows, and her guides know, and they may communicate that to you if you're working with her. So trust what intuition comes to you. Maybe it's the third eye, maybe the back of her heart. Just wherever you think, and you can put that on more than one place. And I think I would love to hear about how well it does. The sooner that the glyph is put on after a stroke, the better. But that doesn't mean they can't be helped.
The mm-hmm. thing is, I'm in India, and she's in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So
is she open to this? That's the thing. Is she open to this?
Yes, she is. She is, Dr. Jing. Very open.
She really should get her to buy a package of those glyphs for herself and start using them. Because we have to go back to the emotional thing. Why did she get that stroke? Why did she get that? Why did it happen? What underlying factor brought that? She drew that into her life somehow.
Okay.
And so she needs more than just healing with the damage from the stroke.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question and for answering. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Right, thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. And I wanted to mention about older people. I used to tell people, don't get this to heal your grandfather who's ready to go. Or
mm-hmm.
Now I feel differently about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to heal an older person, I've heard from so many people that it has given them some relief from some symptoms.
Right.
And in one case where a woman used it on her 89-year-old father, and it helped him avoid surgery, they wanted to put a pacemaker in, and it helped
mm-hmm.
him avoid that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would say if it will help them in any way, But they're not going to jump out of bed and start dancing right away. But but if it'll help, go ahead.
Yeah, it might give them a better quality of life,
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we want for all of us, is to have a better quality of life, right? So.
Right.
Absolutely. Good. Thank you. So is there, this is from Denise on the Q&A, and she's asking, is there a glyph that would work on karmic rebound?
Karmic rebound?
That's a good one.
Now, first of all, there's a direction in the book on how to get rid of your karma.
Mm-hmm.
And you would also use that for karma rebound. It would, you just follow the same procedure where you would address the Akashic record holder and the divine on removing karma. And if they can remove karma, they can remove karma rebound.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No reason why not. This is the easiest time to get rid of your karma. This is mm-hmm. the easiest time.
Yeah.
As we move toward ascension. And that's what this is all geared toward, to clear us all for ascension.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. Yeah. So just a really quick question about how long do you keep the glyphs on you for? So, like, remember how you talked about the dog you had for 2 weeks and then another 2 weeks?
Right. Now, I put it on at night, and with the animals at nighttime is the only on, if you're going to put them on the animal. And so there's really no set rule. Now, like, I was contacted by someone who was using them on an elderly person for hearing, and she said, we've had it on 3 weeks and it hasn't improved. Well, how long did it take to get that hearing problem? How long has she had it? So there's no set rule. If you have a recent problem, like I had vertigo, a serious vertigo. I mean, I had to go to bed because I was so sick with vertigo. I put the glyph for hearing behind each ear, and the next morning it was gone. But you see,
oh, wow.
But yes, oh, that is amazing for vertigo. This is, if it's coming from the ear, yes.
Okay.
If it's coming from the brain, then you would use a different glyph. But if an elderly person has a serious issue, don't expect it to heal overnight. But on the other hand, it has helped. The woman was resolved with the, didn't need the pacemaker, she put it on him for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no set rule. And I
yes.
would just use it till you see improvement. And if it's too much to tape them on, use them on a surrogate.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So.
Teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Teddy bear, doll, whatever. Yeah. Okay. And I think by now we all know how to use surrogates. We've all heard about surrogates in the past.
Right.
So.
And also, there's a glyph called reaching out that you can actually, like, you can write a name on a piece of paper for someone if you
mm-hmm.
have a member of the family and they need some help, but they're not interested in what you're helping them.
Mm-hmm.
So you just write their name, the instructions of what you want. You take the glyph and you say, and you make a statement, if their soul is willing. You need
mm-hmm.
permission from their soul.
Right.
So, and then you, with the soul is willing, please send this energy or the programming of this glyph to this person, whatever their name is, or a picture
mm-hmm.
of them.
Right. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So we're going to take a few more questions in just a moment, but I wanted to talk about, because we're talking about these beautiful glyphs and everything they can do, I wanted to take a few moments to talk about the special offer that you have for us today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/JeanLogan13. So there's three packages that you have for us today, Jean, package A, B, and C. Did you want to talk about them and just talk a little bit about each one?
Right. In package A, we're offering all three books in ebook format, and there's an advantage to the ebook format because you can print, you're going to need to print a page of the glyphs out to use them, and you
mm-hmm.
can print them right from your computer.
Yeah,
and
I love
so
that.
This is all three books. Then I was guided to create a special glyph to help children with AIDS in Africa, and I was given a symbol to use. And so I have that as a special glyph because when you have a serious issue like AIDS in a mutating virus, it needs to stay, the glyph needs to stay on the body for a period of time. So
mm-hmm.
I created that so that it could be embossed on a T-shirt, a couple
mm-hmm.
of T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are wearing it and then they take a shower, they can put on a clean T-shirt with that glyph on it. It tells you how to use it and where to have the glyph put on there. And also, the book, I believe part of the package is The Sacred Symbols of Mu.
Yes, that's right.
That's an e-book written by James Churchwood. And I want to tell you about The Sacred Symbol of Mu. I was guided to build a chapel here on my land in order to empower the glyphs. It's on a vortex, a powerful vortex. And after I had it constructed, I wanted a stained glass window, and I wanted some kind of symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up in my office, and there was a book lying on the floor, and I picked it up and I back on the shelf, and I turned around, and it fell on the floor again. And I thought, oh, this is a message.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the book, and it was The Sacred Symbols of Mu.
Mm.
And I opened the book, and there was the glyph that I needed, that the window, we had it made into a stained glass window. So I included that book with the package because it has a lot of information on Mu or Lemuria, a wonderful book. And
wonderful,
so
thank you.
That's the first package, Package A.
Yes, Package A is for
$97.
$97.
Right.
Yeah, and Package B.
It's like Package B. As someone contacted me and they said, could I workshop your books?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I guess so. It never occurred to me. And so I worked with them, made arrangements so they could make a workshop out of teaching people how to use the glyphs. And so what I did was I took the programming statements. For each glyph, there is a programming statement. It's for what I am told to tell the glyph to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is not in the book. It tells the book tells about the glyph, but it doesn't
right.
have the whole programming statements because sometimes these can be a couple pages long.
Okay.
And so for people who were going to teach, I went ahead and I put that package together of the programming statements for the first book. And then other people workshopped the books. And then we went to second, so I added the programming statements for the second book. And so that is what, as I put together the group of programming statements, I realized it would help a lot of people who are healers
mm-hmm.
because it goes into a little more in-depth about what the glyphs do.
Right.
Now, these are in word format. These are in word format. These are not
mm-hmm.
a book. They are just
like a document.
About 60, 70, or I think I've got it up to 80 perhaps by now. And these are in a zip file of a word format.
Mm-hmm.
For
Beautiful.
Teachers and healers, these are a really great thing. And we got that for $147.
That's right. So everything in Package A plus the teacher healer package for $147.
Right.
Yep.
And
then
for C, I had an hour consultation. I charge $150 an hour for a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So for Package C, we added the consultation, and they can be 2-30 minutes,
right.
which works
yeah.
out best for people. And they can just schedule a consultation when they start using the glyphs and to discuss things with me. And having a degree in nutrition and many things, I'm able to help people in a lot of different ways.
So Package C includes everything in Package A and B plus the 1 hour consultation
right.
with you for $197.
Right. Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yep. And so please do take a look at that. That's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/JeanLogan13. Okay, let me go back to the Q&A. We still have some questions that people have. Live caller questions. Okay, so we're gonna go to the phone line. phone number ending in 1727, 1727.
Oh, that's me.
Hi.
Hi, I was falling asleep.
Oh, dear.
I have the three books, but I wondered, what could I use for AFib and the valves in the blood vessels in my legs don't close, so they spill out blood into the tissues of my legs, doesn't return to the top, to my heart, my lungs, and my brain. Mm-hmm. And I have, and that gives me pain in my legs, and it's very difficult to walk. What can I use for those?
I would use the heart glyph and the circulation glyph. I want to get, let me write that down, because if it doesn't cover it, I can always add that to repair. Tell me what you would want that glyph to say. I want to repair. Tell me what it...
Well, first of all, AFib, so that there's no need for medication, or that's a negative way of saying it, though. But I really would like to get off the medication. They slow my heart down real low, and they have me on a blood thinner. And I don't like those, you
know? Okay.
AFib,
let's take the whole word. Afibrillation, isn't it?
Yeah, atrial fibrillation.
Fibrillation. Okay, because I want to have the whole thing when I put it in there. Have you been using the heart glyph?
No, I'm still using the ones to get rid of all the junk.
Okay, yeah, you want to start using that heart glyph right now, as soon as you can. And you want to put it on the back of your heart, and you're going to have to use that for several months, okay?
How am I going to put
and
it back to the heart? I have nobody to do it.
Well, what I do is I take a block of four of them, and I put some tape around them, actually put it behind my bra strap so I can wear it in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I don't wear a bra.
Right.
I don't wear bras because of the pain from
at
the
night. I can wear it. I wear a very loose, old, kind of worn-out cotton bra to keep that around my. And you can also wear it. Use it on a surrogate, but you want to start using that heart glyph right away. And I think that's. I think we've already. That's already got it covered. But I want to double check. But I think you will find that both the heart glyph and the circulation glyphs are going to be very helpful to you.
Wonderful.
Right.
Could I put them on the teddy bear and just leave it there all the time?
Yes, you can. And see how that does. Okay? I really appreciate the fact that I can feel them working when I put them on me. But if you feel like it's working on the teddy bear, because I know it does work. I mean, I healed my dog of dementia with using a teddy bear. So, yeah, go ahead and put them on the teddy bear and just keep them there. Put them on the teddy bear, tell them how long you want it to work. Just say, I want you to continue sending this energy to me for 30 days or 2 months or something. Tell them exactly what you want them to do. What the glyphs have intelligence, they have the power of God there.
Okay.
So tell them, and then write that down so that you remember, okay? And you go and renew it and say, okay, continue to do this for another 30 or 60 days, whatever. Okay?
Okay. Should I use a whole page, or how many should I use?
I tell you, I would take those circulation glyphs and I would put them under your feet at night.
Okay.
And I would get that's half a page.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I would use
those. That would be a little hard. I can't get down to my feet.
Say that again.
I can't get down to my feet. I could sit with it on the floor and put my feet on it in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it at night.
You can't put them in a loose booty at night?
No, I can't even put them on my feet. I can't. I also have. Do you have anything for hammer toes? I really need to heal them because they're painful.
Well, and again, you're going to have to go back to the emotional issues there.
Yeah.
Offhand, I don't I don't create glyphs for particular situations.
Mm-hmm.
for different illnesses. I create them for parts of the body or to heal, like circulation and so forth. And there's one for bones and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay. Yeah,
that should work. Thank you so much. It gives me a lot of hope.
Oh, yeah, I think there's a lot of, I think you're going to find those glyphs are really going to be helpful for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. I love it.
I'm going to look into hammer toes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let me just see. We still have some more questions. 1 second. But it's interesting how... that we, you know, if we can't put it on the body, we can put it on a surrogate, so that will help as well. But it, but it's better if we can put it on the body, right?
Well, I like putting it on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like when my dog had dementia, he started defecating in the house, and he was like a zombie. He didn't seem to know where he was. He didn't know he was defecating in the house. He didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
And so I took a teddy bear to use as a surrogate, and I put on the top of the head of the crown chakra place, I put a glyph, one, to detoxify the brain, because I thought it might be like aluminum, like with they suspect with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put a glyph on to heal the damaged brain, and I put a glyph for neurological healing.
Mm.
And he never defecated in the house after that. And within a day or two, he was acting more like he normally does. And within 3 days, he was back to normal. Of course,
nice.
He's an elderly dog, but he no longer had a problem that he, you know, that dementia problem. So there's definitely hope for dementia with these glyphs. And if it were a human, I would also put the glyph for circulation on the back of the neck chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the reason for dementia is the hardening of the arteries in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And this glyph will help with that problem. We'll start clearing out those arteries in the neck. It can also clear out plaque around the heart. And that will help with humans with dementia.
Nice. Good. Perfect. Thank you. We're going to go to the web call. We're going to go to Scotland. I'm going to unmute you 1 second. Hello.
Hello. I think that must be me.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Hello. And nice to hear your voice again, Jean. It's May here. You mentioned earlier the reaching out glyph, and I've used that quite a bit with family. And so my first question is, could you actually use that yourself? And I'm thinking of situations where sometimes, as people have been mentioning, it's kind of difficult to know which glyph to start with. So I thought, well, why not just use the reaching out one? Because that will make the choice.
Yes, there's no reason why not, certainly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I could use it for myself as well as other people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. To me, it sort of seems a bit like rescue remedy. You know, you mentioned that earlier in relation to that.
Right. It kind of takes it. You don't have to pick and choose, but
yeah.
it will just go, it will cycle them through. Right.
Yeah, yeah. But suppose, as in some of the situations that have been discussed today, you know, more than one glyph is needed at a time. Would it do that? Because my understanding is it activates one glyph each day that's most needed. I suppose I could have the intention to have more than one if that's
you
needed.
Could intend to do more than one. And I think at some point I really am going to go in and change that to do two at a time, because I don't think it could do any harm with two at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Well, I continue to use the glyphs to good effect, and it's always good to hear you, because there's often some new aspect to learn from. Thank you.
Okay, well.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so, yeah, that was a great concept to use, though, with the reaching out one on ourselves when we don't know exactly which one to start off with, and that our soul will pick, right?
Well, no, and not exactly. The glyph picks. The glyph will just start with a certain one. It's programmed to start with a certain one, and then the next day we'll do the next day and the next one. It's programmed to do a certain one rather than it's not analyzing you to see which one you need.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting, but it's still smart. It's still intelligent enough to know, you know, to do which one first, and then it cycles through all of them, right?
Right. It will cycle through, right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I think May had another question, I think. Hold on one second. Let me just see if she's... Hi, did you raise your hand again?
I did, yes, because thank you for clarifying that. I had always assumed that the reaching out glyph would select the glyph that you need. I didn't realize it was on, you know, kind of set cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, again, you know, as conscious and we all have power, I could have the intention that it activates.
Well, you could have the intention to tell it to pick. Yeah, we can set our intention. Remember, the mind is the most powerful thing. And as a matter of fact, I one of the reasons that sometimes they don't work on some people is because their mind is overruling it, if that makes sense. That happens when somebody's trying to get, a woman's trying to get her husband to use them, and they don't do anything for him, and because his mind is overruling it. It's a kind of, sometimes people almost want to prove you wrong. You know, see, I told you it wouldn't work, type of thing. So the mind is powerful in both ways, in both a negative and positive way. Like, for example, the reaching out glyph, one woman said that she used it to reach out to find, she would put things on there that she wanted to sell. And she said, I want you to reach out and find the people who are supposed to buy them. And she said it worked for her. And so I thought, well, whatever works, if it works for you, it works. That's fine.
Good. Does that help me?
Yes, it does. Pardon. Thank you very much.
Right. Good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that. all right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1221. 1221. 1 second. I'm going to unmute you.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Jean and Alara.
Hello.
I would like to know if there are any glyphs for the removal of extremely toxic levels of radiation from radio waves and microwaves and also the extra low frequency waves.
Yes. Yes. Yes, there is. And
okay.
There's one
and
in there that you can even one I got like I put one on the back of my cell phone and I put a page of them on the back of my refrigerator. And also if you have a smart meter, you can take the large one and I put it, you can laminate it and put it and face it towards your smart meter.
Okay, and then for a repair of the damages to my body, my brain, and the telomeres.
Right. There's one called regeneration, and that will repair all of that. Right. Yes.
Okay. And then also one more, is there anything to help with the removal of implants, both etheric and physical
Yes, there's a glyph to remove entities, and there's another glyph to remove implants. And when I used it, that's kind of interesting. I took it and I just, at a quiet time, I held the whole page between my hands, and I could feel something going on in my body. So it was removing an implant from myself. So
okay.
Yes, there's a glyph to remove implants, and it's programmed to remove implants that are not for the highest good, because you may have implants who are there for guidance or to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll
okay.
remove any implant that is not for the highest good. And the same with vaccinations. There's one to remove vaccinations that are not for the highest good.
Okay. Okay. And that includes physical implants as well, then.
Physical implants. You mean like if you... I'm trying to think of what you mean by a physical implant. Like they're putting microchips in people. Is that what you're talking about?
Like dental implants?
Yes.
No. Say that again, exactly what you mean by implants, physical implants.
Anything that's in the body that's a foreign matter.
I guess that would depend upon why, is it there to help you, or I don't think I have it programmed to remove any, like, microchips that might be implanted.
Okay, so...
But I think we would know if, I would not allow anybody to put a microchip in me. But I could actually add that to removing the implants, because who knows, if you go in the hospital for something, that's terrible to think about, but something could be implanted without your knowledge.
Right.
That's a thought.
Exactly.
I mean, we hate to be so suspicious, but on the other hand, there's crazier things than that going on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and then tinnitus, the last one.
Tinnitus, okay.
Yeah, there's a glyph for hearing that should help tinnitus. I think we're all going through a certain amount as we're changing. Our bodies are changing. And so I think we're all going through a certain amount of tinnitus. I would be surprised if there isn't anybody out there that is free of that completely.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's really distressing, but the glyph for hearing should help with that. But we're going to hear a lot of ringing in our ears as we are slowly being changed into a more crystalline structure.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Great questions.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, wonderful. Yeah, I'm glad she asked about all those different questions, because you never know, right, what people
need.
Yeah,
there's interesting
reading.
Questions we're getting. I'm really glad, because it reminds me of what to tell people, what's really out there in the glyphs. And I mean, the books contain a total of 98 glyphs.
Right.
They cover a lot of territory. Yes.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so May, did you have another question?
No.
Okay. All right. No worries. I'm going to put your hand down, okay? All right. Okay, let me just double check on the Q&A, see if we had any more questions there. So just a quick question. Okay, hold on. We have people with their hands raised again. So I'm going to go to India again. Hi, do you have another question?
Yeah. I am so sorry, I forgot to ask. But if there is a gum issue, dental issue, gums,
there's,
teeth.
There's two glyphs for the teeth, one for abscesses, and there's one for gum issues as well, for teeth and gum issues, yes.
So it can just be placed on the cheek?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Can it be placed against the cheek? How do you put it? Where will you put it?
Oh, I would put it on the back of the neck myself, or even under the ear on the side where there's an issue. But the glyphs work with all other types of alternative or any kind of other healing. And I would go ahead and use, you know, dietary issues. I would use all other issues with that. When there's a special dental formula, to help with that. There's a Dr. Christopher's dental formula to help with that. So I would look at that and go at it from all angles. Every
yes.
problem we have, consider
sure.
other options too, and that one might be helpful. But there is
okay.
a glyph for that, yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks again
mm-hmm.
for giving me a second chance. I'm grateful.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so and then we have one more question from Eileen.
Hello?
Hello.
Eileen, do you have another
yeah.
question?
Mm-hmm. I completely forgot to ask. All of my fingers were, but now a thumb and two fingers are, they're like numb, and they hurt. They feel real sharp if I touch anything, and they're numb and they're tingly, and they're very weird. I don't know what's wrong with them. It's been about a year, and the nails don't grow on those fingers.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for that?
Sounds like you've got a beginning of Raynaud's syndrome. Are you eating a diet with a lot of fruits and vegetables?
No.
Okay, you need to have a healthier diet. And I can see your energy is not moving. Are you exercising?
No, because I have the problem with my legs, with the circulation in my legs.
Okay, even
pain.
Though you just do the best you can after you get your... even if it's sitting and moving your legs up and down and you know, whatever you can and eat a healthier diet. You need a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables because they're full of the life force, okay?
Yeah,
you
that's what I was planning. I didn't make it to the store today. I have to go tomorrow. I want watermelon. I want bananas. I want
Right. Eat a lot of live foods and organic if possible.
Yeah.
And always bless your food. I have a ritual I go through with. I bless this, I consecrate it, and I intend it for my highest good. I intended it in harmony with my body. And I transmute. You can transmute anything toxic into light. You just say that, and it is so.
Okay.
So even if you can't get organic, you just always bless it because that gives it more energy. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary, whatever it was you said at the beginning of. I don't know what that is, but I always worry.
Well, just do a little bit more exercise, eat more fruits and vegetables, and start using some of those glyphs that Jean talked about earlier for you as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, Jean, that you shared that about blessing the food, you know, because
and your
you know.
Dog and cat's food and your pet's mm-hmm. food, yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the U.S., the quality of food is not, you know, what it should be, as good as it should be. I've noticed that here, being in Europe, that the food quality here is much better, you know, than in North America. So, but you can bless the food, and that will at least give back more of that life force, like you said, which is what we need to bring more into our body so that we can become more light and more crystalline, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to go back to, we have one more question on the phone lines. Phone number ending in 1221. 1221. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call again. I just wanted to clarify, Dr. Jean, you mentioned the removal of the physical implants, such as the microchips, that is not included, but you did say that you could add that?
Yes, I probably should add it and say removal of any microchip that is not for the highest good. Would not want one in my body that to use like a credit card. I don't know why anybody would. But if the microchip is not designed to harm anything, but if there's any microchip in there that's not for the highest good, I certainly could, I could definitely add that to the glyph for implants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to confirm that I understood that you were going to add the non, I think
right.
of it as non-consensual.
Right, yeah, right. At the time I created it, that wasn't a thought, but now it's definitely getting more scary.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Good.
Right.
Thank you.
And I want to add one thing. One thing I was guided to do is when I get up in the morning is to say, I surround myself with a white light that is impenetrable by any outside forces that are not in harmony with my body.
Mm.
Always, or some type of protection, or mm-hmm. I intend my divine light guidance and protection as I go throughout the day, or just some field of protection around yourself. Okay?
Mm.
Okay, there is a glyph
you.
To help us prevent HARP from bothering us, and also to transition any toxic matters from the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you. Wow. We've talked about so many different things. I didn't, some that I had not even thought about at all.
Right.
Right? And it's like, wow, that's it's really interesting that just to see what kinds of help people are requesting and needing, right? And so even for you, this may bring new insights about even more new glyphs for the future.
Mm-hmm, right.
Right? Right. Just hearing what people are requesting now. Now that was really fascinating. I just loved it. So please do take a look at the special offers that Dr. Jean has for us here on Awaken to Happiness Now. So you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/JeanLogan13. And, Jean, so you said there's like 98 glyphs that you have right now?
Yeah, right. The first book has 30 and the other two have 34 each.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All sorts of different possibilities. So, Jean, did you have any last words of wisdom for us about whether it's about the glyphs or anything else that can help us to really assist us in being more of who we truly are and being more present, too, in our body? Because I think a lot of people, we're so in our heads, that we forget to
right.
be present, right?
Right. I think it's important to stay in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we are divine. We have the power of God. And we are unlimited. And sometimes we hear that, but we don't really believe it. We need to feel that. We need to think that. We need to take that into the very cells of our body.
Mm-hmm.
And we should avoid believing everything you hear and read, because everything out there is nothing to empower. Most of what's out there is to disempower. And all the stuff given to us by the AMA and the Medical Association and stuff is really meant to control. So believe in your power. You have the power of God. And I just want to say I love everybody out there, and I bless everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much, Jean, for doing the work that you're doing, for creating these glyphs that are helping so many people. And really, I think that their potential for them is limitless. Like, there's so much that people can do with them. And so it's just a matter of getting your hands on them and actually working with them, right? And
right, right. And there is no wrong way to use a glyph. People say, well, how can I do it here? Can I do it there? Where can I put it? You can do it any way you feel. And if you get some feeling like you want to do it some way, do it. Do it.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. So
right.
Inspiring. Yeah, so inspiring. I'm gonna take a look at some today for myself and just see, without any expectation, just see which one calls to me that would feel good for my body right now, or for, just my energy field. What does my energy field need right now? So we can ask those types of questions when we're choosing the glyph, or we can even douse, right? Use dowsing to choose the glyph as well, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
I have all these wonderful questions coming now at the end. It's like there's just so many different ways, so so much more to do. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your wonderful questions. Really good to hear. Go ahead and start using those glyphs, on yourself or on a surrogate. But go start using them and let us know how they start working for you. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon, evening, night, and middle of the night. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.